there were also two others who were malefactors, led with Jesus to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, that is if and you are. There's four different ifs, isn't there? That's if and you are. If you're the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen. And the Lord will bless the public reading of his word. The three crosses. We're going to have a look for a wee while at these three crosses. We're aware, of course, but even at that dreadful place, that place of hatred and savagery and sacrifice, where the Lord Jesus was made a spectacle of ridicule. And as he was being made sin for us, the one who knew no sin, even there he had the preeminent position, a criminal on either side, and Jesus in the midst. We were just thinking when we were breaking bread this morning that he said himself, where two or three are gathered together, unto my name there am I in the midst of them. He had the preeminent position in our thoughts this morning. And here, even at this dreadful place, he has the preeminent position, a criminal on either side, and Jesus in the midst of them. We'll just take a closer look then at these three crosses this morning. We'll take the one who's mentioned first. He makes a demand on the Lord Jesus. And he says, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Here he was, a common hardened criminal, a sinner. Well, easy to call him a sinner, isn't it? Easy to call him a sinner. I wonder if I find it so easy to call myself a sinner. If you find it so easy to call yourself a sinner. Easy to call him a sinner. Easy for me of an evening to lift the local paper and tell my wife how dreadful things are in our society and point out to the sinners and read in the local paper what the sinners have been doing. Assaulting, robbing. Easy, isn't it? But we have to remember that, as I was saying earlier on, there is no difference, says the Word of God, for all have sinned. We all miss the mark, as we were saying to the children, we all of us miss the mark. You see, the thing is, there's no big sinners and little sinners with God. Well, we know that there's degrees of sin. But you see, it's more what we are than what we do, as far as God is concerned. We're all born with this sinful nature. And even one sin is enough to keep us out of God's heaven. One sin. Many of us here this morning, and I don't know how many, are simply sinners saved by the grace of God. And none of us, I'm sure, who are saved, no saved sinner, has any hesitation in claiming the words of the Apostle Paul to themselves. He says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he added this, of whom I am chief. And you know that goes for us all, doesn't it? We're all of us in that category that he was willing to accept for himself. all, chief of sinners. Here is a man on this cross and he's dying. Aye, and dying justly. Dying for his crimes. And yet there is no relenting in this man. There's no softening of his heart. No yielding in him. In the very article of death, he's using his last breath to, if you'll forgive the expression, to spit in the very face of his Redeemer. He railed on him. Is that you this morning? So you, Thomas, now that's a bit strong vocabulary to be using, I'll tell you. If we're not saved, if we're with the crowd out there, we're railing on him. Isn't that what he wanted? Away with him, away with him. Take him away. We'll not have this to reign over us. Is that what you say this morning, my friend? Away with him, take him away. He won't reign in my life, is that what you're saying? No softening in him. If thou be Christ, he says. He wasn't ignorant. That's if and you are. You're the Christ. Save yourself and us. He wasn't ignorant of who this man was. I've got absolutely no doubt that in the past he had seen some wonderful things done by this lovely man. He simply wanted off the cross. He wanted down. And the Lord could read him. He wanted down to carry on with the life that he left. He meets death with curses and railing on the only one who could save him. The only one who never did him any harm. Do you know every one of us this morning is on one of these crosses? We're on one of them. I was once on this one. You know? No time for Christ. No time for the things of God. Which one are you on? If you don't know, perhaps we can help you. What about the height of this first cross? This man who did all the railing and all the shouting and all the hating. The height of this cross, it tells us about pride. The pride of those who think they're good enough as they are. Aye, including many religious people. And religion can't save you this morning, let me tell you, my dear one in the meeting. Religion will never save you. There are those, you know, who think that piling up the good works, piling up the good deeds along with their own importance. Aye, that's the nature of man. They love the preeminent position. They don't want to give it to the one who needs to have it. He needs to have the preeminent position in your life. Otherwise, you're on your own. There was a question asked in Luke's gospel. Are there many that be saved? The answer from the Lord was, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. Many shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. And he says they will knock and knock and say, Lord, Lord. And they'll be too late. And the door will be shut. The Amplified Bible calls it the narrow door. And you've to force your way through it. You've to fight your way in. Past the things and the people who are keeping you from getting saved. That's the height.